Warren Sapp, the Hall of Fame defensive tackle for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, truly loved his coach, Tony Dungy, so much that he once said, "I'd be willing to take a bullet for him. If it didn't kill me," he added, "if it didn't kill me, I'd be willing to take a bullet." Well, tongue in cheek, but the truth is, are you really willing to lay down your life for someone? And that's kind of where we're going today. Wake the faith up, Slayer Garth Ekman, the David Alliance. Reach out to me at tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. And as many of you have over the last week with our 7-part series on love, marriage, relationships, or basically the 5 things a wife, a godly wife, will do to save her husband and her marriage, and then the follow-up on how a husband can make it easier for his wife, and then finally on the spirit of Jezebel, and have had a lot of questions come in on the yesterday's podcast, The Spirit of Jezebel. I might follow that up, but anyway, make sure you check it out. It's one of our all-time highest downloads within the amount of time that was given, so very cool. But anyway, hey, we're brought to you by Well Built Body, gym apparel for men and women that rock and shock. Ain't for everybody, but it just might be for you. WellBuiltBody.com. And as always, my video podcast, audio podcast with my sister, the marriage and family therapist, Sheree Milton. We have a new one coming out probably tomorrow on how to add humor to your marriage and how that can help your marriage. Make sure you check that out. That's Mingle Mate Mary. You know what? It's my podcast. You'd think I'd know. Yes, Mingle Mate Mary is the podcast. Check it out. Anyway, hey, in Colossians chapter 2, verse 1, Paul is writing to the church in Colossae, which was started by one dude that he met in Ephesus and led to Christ. He goes back to Colossae, starts a church, and now Paul writes a letter to Colossae and says this in chapter 2, verse 1. I want you to know how hard I am contending for you and for those at Laodicea. Now, Paul is beginning to talk about how he's praying for this church. And this word here, I want you to know how hard I am contending, is an amazing word. First of all, Paul is in prison awaiting execution, and yet he is contending for a church. His thoughts, his mindset, his effort, his energy is not about him saving his own life. He doesn't even ask for prayer. He is praying for them. He's going out and I'm going to push in for you. And this word contending in the Greek has 5 really distinct meanings. I want to cover those because I want to challenge you in this time together, this series. Are you putting yourself on the line for others? Look, it's natural in our Christian walk to listen to CDs and sermons and podcasts and read the Bible, and it's focused on us. But have you ever done that and focused on others? Like, I'm going to contend for someone else. See, this Greek word is agon, and it's where we get our word agony from. Agony, you know, gloom, despair, agony on me. Anyway, the idea here, this word has a beautiful picture or a vibrant picture of the spectacle in the arena. You know, the Roman Colosseum, the arena, you've seen the movies. In that arena, in that Roman Colosseum, it was a spectacle. It was something where 2 people went in and they contended. What does that mean? That means one person, you know, 2 people walk in and only one person walks out. So this word has 5 distinct meanings. The first one is it is a fight that demands the expenditure of all of our energies. The struggle, it does not allow, if you're going to contend for someone, as Paul is saying he's doing here, it means there's no indolence, no relaxation, no meandering, no indecision, no procrastination. It demands full and total focus of your energies to push in after someone. Look, no one goes into war and has the mindset, well, I hope to only get shot a few times. No, you go in all in. If someone says, my father is struggling with cancer, and you say, I'll pray for you, great. But if you contend for him, you're all in. You're going to pray every day. You're going to fast. You're going to pray extra. You're going to keep going. You know that it is going to take all of your energies to help see this through. And the spiritual walk, as Paul calls it, is a race. We race. You know, you don't rest in a race. You race. One of the mindsets behind this word is actually it's a passionate struggle for life. I'm going to contend for my brother, for my sister, for my neighbor. I'm going to contend for those at church. I'm going to contend for my boss. I'm going to have this passionate struggle where I expend all of my energies. I'm going to give everything I can to push in through prayer and fasting and meditation. But again, it's not for your life. It's for someone else's life. And in this context, it's incredibly powerful because Paul, again, he's in prison, waiting for his own trial. He's going to be executed. He already knows. It's already been revealed to him. And yet he has no concern for his own life. Look, we have concerns about, you know, our car and will it last another year. We have concerns about, you know, do I have money saved up for my kids' college? We have concerns about, you know, will my marriage ever really turn itself around? We have concerns about our health. What's this new lump or what's going on? We have concerns about our job because they're downsizing. We have concerns about our own spiritual walk. Will I ever hear God or know God that the way I want to? And Paul says, look, part of my ministry, part of my life, part of the Christian walk, the Christian faith, is to not care or have any concern about me, but to contend and have all of the concern and focus about someone else, about others. So here's a great question. Have you ever struggled over someone else's life? You know, when I was going through cancer, people say, hey, I'll pray for you. And I always used to think, are you really? Are you really going to pray for me? Are you going to say, oh, God help Garth with cancer. Thank you. I get it. That's a prayer. But what I needed at that point, what I needed at that time was people who would contend. People would expend all energies. That they go into their quiet time. They push in. They'd say, okay, I'm going to read and pray today for an hour, and I'm going to take 30 minutes of that, and I'm going to contend on behalf of Pastor Garth and the cancer. When someone now comes to me and says, hey, you know, my son or my daughter, they've turned their back on God, and I say, I'll pray for them, I mean it seriously because my son was there. I lived it with him, so now I will contend. So is there anyone that you're struggling or contending over other than yourself? I hope so, because that's what the faith is about. Think about it, do it, apply it. Garth Ekman, David Alliance, keep slaying giants.